You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, Dan.
This might surprise you, but...
I like that you interrupted me right at the comma.
I tried.
Thank you.
Did you know Taylor Swift has 274 songs in her discography about guys leaving her and zero songs about blowjobs?
Mm.
See where I'm getting there?
I see a pattern.
So what you're saying is
a D&D 5e
actual
play
podcast
with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Ash.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I play Alphonse.
My name's Sean. I'm playing Fallen.
I'm Bo. I play Norris.
And I'm Jason. I'm playing Dringor Darkmoon.
I like that you prefaced that by saying you did research on today's interruption.
Well, it was 274 songs.
He read all the lyrics to Taylor Swift song.
Originally, the meme said 500. So,
oh.
I needed to fact check that shit.
Yeah, that's not correct.
Way to be thorough.
No. Yeah. There's more into it because she has some Christmas carols and some other stuff, but I didn't take those into consideration.
Ooh.
But well, maybe some of the Christmas carols have blowjobs.
I don't think she delivers white Christmases.
Damn.
Whoa.
I was just going to say, what if she did give said blowjob and they still left because it was horrible? So that's why she doesn't have said songs about relations, because she doesn't want it out. I mean,
I don't know.
This is a conversation.
It's a whole rabbit hole
for a different time.
I mean, they say any publicity is good publicity, but I don't think that would be something that you would advertise.
No, I don't think that would be in anyone's favor.
She does have little lips. Maybe it's all teeth.
Little lips, oh, big teeth.
Okay.
We're done.
shit.
So we are going to jump
back to
where we left off in the middle of the fight with the Baron, Wyatt Ironhand Carson. We left off at the top of the round. We have one unconscious.
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 You sound like my Ken.
I haven't even kicked into my southern accent yet. We have one unconscious person.
That's the only way you can say it from here on out.
Unconscious?
Unconscious.
With Dringor Darkmoon, which is such an edgelord name,
so
by
edgy.
The way. So edgy.
He's way edgier than I play off. His backstory is pretty edgy.
Yeah. You play him off like just a regular fucking farmer.
But that's why it's funny. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
He's an edgelord, but he's also a hick.
So we're
like
going to...
Like Bo, kind of.
So we will pick up. You guys... do not know where the Baron Carson is. He recently disappeared from sight. You have Alphonse's sister, unconscious.
Unconscious.
I believe she was unconscious, wasn't she? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Unconscious in the middle. Oh, yeah, that's right. In the middle of that, we have... Mr. O just did the Arcana check and told you guys, hey, I think there's like a key that has to be in there to deactivate this. He believes it's like a proximity thing. Alphonse, you just discovered the teleportation circle in the window behind the throne. Words are escaping me today. And then I think where did
you took Dringor up?
Did I take Dringor? Why did I take Dringor?
I'm on top somewhere, passed out.
I didn't mean. Oh, I mistook Dringor for weird. How could I mistake Dringor for the Baron?
I don't know. They're not at all similar.
Yeah. No similarities whatsoever.
Did not mean to that, but it kind of turned out that way.
It all worked out. Okay. So, we'll go back to the top of the round. Norris, you're up.
Only to half mass.
Something happened.
Bo is broken. Okay.
Bo, you are up on a balcony.
My name is Norris, sir.
Norris, you are up on a balcony overlooking the area. You do not see Baron Carson.
Perfect. I am going to... All right, so how do you want to do that? How high am I on this balcony?
You're 30 feet in the air.
Would that be a action to get down?
No. I would say because falling... I feel like falling would take less movement than moving 30 feet. I feel like that's fair because according to the rules, you can fall like 500 feet in a round. So I would say if you sacrifice 10 feet of movement, you can jump down.
Okay,
I'll I am going to require an acrobatics check for a 30-foot jump.
All right, first roll of the night, boys.
Yahtzee.
Yeah, I'll do that. Acrobatics.
Yep.
That's over 20.
Okay, you will take... Somebody roll me 3d6 and half it.
Yeah, two.
12.
12 half to 6. Oh, and then you're raging, aren't you? No, your rage dropped. That's right. You dropped it to cast your spell. Okay, so yeah, you will take 6.
Is that a sentence you ever thought you'd have to say?
No.
Okay, well then I will take the remaining 30 feet. Well, before I do that, I'm going to bonus action rage.
Okay. Rajay.
And I'm going to say, let's light this motherfucker up! And I'm going to move 30 feet yonder.
And I'm assuming you flare out your flames to be as bright as you can?
Absolutely.
What is the radius on it?
Fuck if I know.
And remember, it's halved in the Shadowfell.
It actually doesn't say.
I believe in the Inferno 3.
That's what I'm in.
I do believe it says you can shed bright light and dim light.
Yeah, 40-foot radius with an additional 40 feet.
Okay, so you can go... You can. So it's bright light for 40 feet, dim light to another 40?
Correct.
Okay, so that's going to be halved. So in a 40-foot radius around you is dim light.
Okay. Yeah. So
you are thoroughly lighting up this area over here. You do not see the Baron in there.
Perfect. Then I'm going to action dash and go another 30 feet.
When you get over here, anybody that would be looking does see the Baron in this corner.
Ooh. Is he...
He would be with where I put him and where you are. You would be about 15 feet away from him.
Well, I can't do anything else, so I would just yell as loud as I could to the group to alert them to the Baron's presence in this corner.
Okay.
But, however, I can make an attack with my little minions because they come right after me.
Yeah, this one can move into range.
Yep, let's move him into range.
Actually, this one can't quite reach. I don't think. They have 30 feet of movement. Actually, yeah, both of those can get right up to him.
Perfect. What did we say was there?
They have a +4 to hit. They do 5 damage.
Okay. So I'm going to try and just hit them twice with those fellers. Well, that's not going to do it because that's a crit fail. 13, 14, 15, 6, 17.
Misses.
Perfect. Well, I'm done.
It's not perfect.
I don't remember if he has any legendary actions left or not.
He definitely burned them all.
So I am going to play it as though I did burn them all. So I will not be using any legendary actions until his turn because I didn't do my homework.
Also, question for me.
What up?
Can I have flanking with my Echo?
I mean, Echo's not actually there.
Oh.
And no, Echoes do not create flanking.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That will bring us to...
A
just move my notes. Alphonse.
I'd like to... how far is the distance between the trap that my sister's in, that floor? What's the total squares between those two?
Between
like
what?
Like, to get to the opposite side of where I'm standing.
Oh. 60 feet.
60 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to use my full movement to get to 50 feet, and then I'd like to use my action to dash another 50 feet.
So you want to move through the circle?
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as you enter the circle, I need a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving throw is going to be a 27.
Okay. You will take half damage. 1 second. As you move through, the lightning pulses in the spears. you will take 15 lightning damage.
Okay.
It was 30, half to 15. And you can, and you just want to move to the opposite end?
Yeah.
So right next to Ash?
Yeah, I want to go as far as 100 feet gets me.
Okay, 100 feet will get to about right there.
Well, and how far am I from Norris?
Norris, 35 feet.
35 feet? Okay, I'm going to bonus action Misty Step into Norris, the back. Well, as close as I can to the back of Norris.
Okay, yeah, you can get right up to the back of him.
Better buy me dinner.
That's it.
Okay. Drengor.
Roll me a saving throw, please.
Don't look.
Dead.
Did I pass or fail?
I don't know. Did
you? You do know.
Liar!
That is going to bring us to...
What a turn.
That is going to bring us to Carson.
This house is built on a bed of lies.
What's his movement speed?
Not fast enough, bitch.
He is going to use his action to use his psionic leap, which gives him a 60-foot fly speed for one round. That's what I've been using whenever he like leaps out of view. But he's going to take off into the air.
Is that an opportunity attack?
You will get an op. No, because you're out of range, but your two zombies will. So you can go ahead and roll for both of them.
That's an 18?
Nope.
Jesus Christ.
And that's another miss.
Okay. He's going to fly up, and as he goes, he is going to action surge and fire in an arc as he goes past you. He's going to action surge to use his three attacks to fire on you as he's arcing through the air.
Me?
To where you don't know. That is going to be a 29 to hit.
Barely.
with Hex Caliber. that is going to be 15. Half to
seven.
And then he is going to use Psionic Strike. Oh, that's interesting. you're going to take 1 psychic damage, which does not get halved.
I think it should to just no damage.
And then on his second attack, that is going to be a 20. Oh, I don't think that hits. 22.
Does not, bitch. All
right. And on the third.
Thanks, Orcas.
that is going to be 25.
Fucker.
Oh, yeah. It's 24 now, isn't it?
I don't know,
it's
Mr. 20, DM.
So
I'm not fucking telling you.
You'll take 11, halved to 5. And then... I don't have any more d6s. Son of a bitch.
helpful.
I put all of my D6s.
Do you need
out
one?
There.
I can give you one.
Give the DM dice.
Yeah, fuck off, DM.
I need a D6 from somebody.
Well, thank you're definitely not rolling my die for my damage.
And you will take another 6 psychic damage.
Half to 3?
No, you do not have psychic damage.
Fuck you.
I don't think I have anything for a bonus action. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I am going to use a bonus action. I'm just not going to tell you fuckers what it is.
Secrets don't make friends, Mr. DM.
Okay, fine. I'm going to use second wind.
I like how easily Matt gave in to peer pressure.
Yeah, that's what I
lesson of the night, you can
Ash.
Bully the DM.
So I don't know where he went.
You do not know where he went. You would have seen him because of the light that Norris is emitting. You would have seen him going in this general direction. So he could be really anywhere over here, or he could have changed directions midair.
Is that pylon?
What's up?
Is that pylon? Or actually, is that
Matt was headbanging
right
when
there?
Here.
Yep, directly below your finger.
Right there?
Yeah.
That's like a statue type thing.
Okay.
So this is a staircase coming down from where she is. She's on this like raised platform. And then it raises again to the throne. So they're down in this lower area where the commoners would be. Filthy commoners. So what you gonna do?
Can I cast, this is more of a DM question, can I cast light on an object?
Yes.
Can I cast it on that pillar? Move to the pillar, cast it.
This down here?
Yeah.
You move down there, you cast light on that. That is now emitting light. How far is the distance that it will emit light?
So it emits light for 20-foot radius and then dim light for an additional 20-foot radius.
Okay, so in the Shadowfell, all light spells are halved.
Yep.
So it would radiate out 20 feet. You would see just on the edge of that. Where the fuck did I just put him? Oh, he's right there. I found him. Right on the edge of that 20 feet.
Peekaboo.
You see Baron Carson.
Okay. I can't do anything with a bonus. That consumes my action. But I'm going to call that my turn for now.
Do you want to use the rest of your movement?
Is he in the air or is he on the ground?
He's on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, his fly speed just lasts for that round, so he has to land by the end of it.
Can I move? So how far did I move before?
You moved 15 feet.
Can I move another 15 feet towards him?
Yes. It won't quite put you in melee, but it'll put you close.
Okay. And that'll be my turn.
Wunderbar. That will bring us to Orin.
Now,
yes.
Real quick, the other question I had was, does that object continue to emit light?
As long as you are...
The spell doesn't say...
As long as you are concentrating on it, it is a concentration spell, I believe, for like a minute or 10 minutes or something like that.
1 hour.
1 hour.
Is this one.
So as long as you keep concentration on it...
It doesn't say it's concentration.
Oh, that's right. It's the orbs of light.
Yeah, so
it just stays for an hour.
Okay.
Good call. But it's the dancing lights. Mm-hmm. That's concentration. That's why Orin hasn't been doing anything concentration-wise. Okay.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Let's see what Orin's got up his sleeves.
Also point his location out to everyone?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. What should Orin do? I'm thinking something with a spell.
Magic missile.
I do have magic missile.
Is he asking for maybe advice on what to do?
If you want to yell out advice,
I'd tell him, hey, Orin, can you look for the key to unlock the center?
I have a feeling it's probably on him. Just a guess. Would you like me to bring him to us?
Whatever you would like.
Okay. He really likes Vortex Warp. You can use Vortex Warp on an unwilling creature. It just has a constitution save. So, Orin will reach out his staff towards Baron Carson, and we will see what Baron Carson gets.
Crit fail.
Rolled a natural one.
Oh, it worked.
I did not give him legendary resistances, so I can't resist that. I gave him legendary actions, but not legendary resistances. So Mr. O reaches out with his staff, and you see like being sucked into a black hole, the spaghettification of Baron Carson.
I like that word.
Into a black pinprick, and puffs out of existence, and then appears right in the middle of the circle. The lightning, as you will notice, does not go off.
Boo.
I have nothing for a bonus. So that brings us to Fallen. He has no healing spells left. I looked. He has no spell slots left. Sorry about it.
Correct.
I went through between games, and I just marked off all of his spell slots.
I still have a dagger I can throw. Do I still have Beacon of Hope going or no?
No, I do believe you lost concentration on that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure on. Well, we need to get you back up and running. So I am going to burn a 6th level spell for heal.
That's what I thought.
So take 70 points of health.
So did I fail or pass?
You passed. You rolled a 15.
Then he is straight down there?
Yeah.
Okay. How far away am I?
You're a ways, like 80 feet roughly.
Okay, and I'm up above?
Only slightly. So this circle is on a raised platform. This is like 3 tiers. So lower, middle, upper.
Gotcha.
So you're 30 feet above the lower, you're 20 feet above the center.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to just leave that at my turn then. Yeah.
Okay. After being teleported and all these shenanigans, and knowing Mr. O did it,
oh, how much of a piece of shit do I want to be?
Do it.
Mr. O's been kind of a fucker. No, he would save that. He's going to use the legendary action to make one attack on Mr. O. That's definitely going to hit with a 32. For 13 damage to Mr. O. Norris.
All right, so I see where he is at.
Yeah, he's dead center of the circle. It is well lit in there. Perfect.
I'm going to use my movement and go 40 feet.
That'll bring you basically to the base of the steps.
Perfect. And then I'm going to use a spell.
You have to use your bonus action to drop rage. And I don't think you have any charges left on the Wand of Orcus.
I have 3 charges left. I marked them.
No, because you used...
Which is only four.
And then you raised dead. Because you tried power word kill, And then
that's not a
and
spell.
Then, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And oh, it, fuck yeah, it is. No, yeah. Because yeah. Spell, it has it listed right here. I have 7 charges. I can use to cast one of the following spells: Blight, Circle of Death, Finger of Death, Power Word Kill, Speak with Dead, and that's it. And yeah. Then Call Undead is not a spell.
Oh, Call Undead.
It's just something I can do.
Okay. Okay, I was thinking that
big
used charges.
Big brain. All right.
Don't question Bo the Necromancer.
You know what?
All right. Well.
So you bonus action drop rage?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I am going to use my final 3 charges. And I need him to give me a... Constitution saving throw.
And pretty good. Ooh.
Maybe not.
Nah.
13.
I don't think he has advantage. Saving throws to maintain. No, that's just to maintain concentration.
Where do I see you?
Hey, Matt, while he's looking that up, I have a question for you regarding reactions. Mm-hmm. So, since Bo passed me and it's the top of the round,
mm-hmm.
if I use a reaction on him, I wouldn't get a reaction until my turn again?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you only get one reaction per turn.
Okay, I didn't know if since it's technically before my turn and then it would be after my turn.
Yeah, you would get one after each turn.
Okay. Does that also work if you're doing the whole spell thing, the reactive spell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's just me to attune to
it. It's kind of hard to believe that it's 13 or less, though.
It doesn't tell me what it would be.
If you go, can you go to his spell list?
I'm at the spell list where
at
it shows
top.
It.
You don't have a spell DC, which I think makes it... Oh, does it say? Oh, that's right, because the Wand of Orcus has its own spell save DC.
I also need his sister to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
She's unconscious.
She's unconscious, so she's going to roll with disadvantage. she does not pass either.
So what would that mean for her?
I don't know what spell you're using.
Circle of Death.
Oh, yeah, so both of them would be... The Circle of Death is a huge AoE. So it's covering this whole area.
Oh, I knew
area.
She'd be in it, but yeah. I'm just trying to, like, get him down.
Roll your damage.
Your sister might be dead.
Okay. And that is a concentration spell. So as soon as you rage, you break concentration. Said 27?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How's he looking?
Pretty hurt. He's bloodied.
So what does that do to her, is my question.
She hasn't been conscious this whole time. She may be long dead. She may be in some sort of protective state. You can't really tell. You haven't... Actually, with all the damage she's taken, you would see that she's bleeding from all sorts of places, actually.
Okay.
Brings us to... actually, I'm going to use... Seeing you do that, he's going to use another legendary action. He's going to take an attack on you, Bo. Fuck. That's a 26 to hit?
Yep.
Okay. That is going to be... Well, it's only 10. No. But I do need a con saving throw from you.
Norris is especially good at those. Oh, you're in my radius too, so you get aura.
He is not in your radius.
Oh no, it's 10 feet. Now.
Yeah.
14.
Okay, you pass. Oh, it was God. Only it was only 10. Yeah.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
my guys.
Oh, yeah, and those ones already took damage.
Oh, yeah, they're probably dead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're pretty dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's your D6s back.
Hey, I got my D6s back.
Red dice.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right. Alphonse.
Okay. I'm going to... What does this decaying thing in the center look like? What does this spell look like?
So, you said Circle of Death. I would imagine, like, bubbling, steaming, hissing, just noxious gas and just, like, yeah, toxic, just a toxic environment, I guess?
The way the spell reads is a sphere of negative energy rips out to 60-foot radius, and then each creature must make a constitution saving throw.
All I can think of is, you remember Raiders of the Lost Ark when they open it up and all the souls are running around in a circle?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
So can you see into it? Can you actually see the villains?
Yeah, okay.
I'll use my movement to get a bit in front of Norris, and in passing, I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to get this guy.
And then I'm going to just take some finger shots at Mr. Old West.
Okay.
Let's see. The lowest roll is going to be a 19.
19 misses.
Okay. From there, it is a 22.
Hits.
And then higher than that.
Yeah.
So, not so much. There's 10 plus another 10, I believe. Yeah, so that's going to be a total of 20 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
20 damage. I'm going to use his last legendary action, take another shot at Norris.
He really doesn't like you.
25?
I wouldn't like me either. Yep. Fucker.
I'm going to need another con save. God, I'm rolling really low on these. 11 damage.
Okay, I pass the con.
Okay.
Keep rolling low, baby.
That brings us to Drengor.
Whoa, I get to do something.
Yeah. So it takes half your movement to stand.
That's fine. I'm going to fire right at him.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my heroic inspiration to gain advantage.
One, of course you are.
I'm going to use bows.
Absolutely. Area over here.
Fucking elven accuracy.
Hey, that's a...
shit.
30 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit a little.
Four...
Ooh.
18 damage.
Oof.
And with my ability, I get to roll advantage on my 6.
This attack was so much easier when he could hide in the dark.
22 to hit.
Hits.
And damage.
Okay.
Wait, 11 damage, sorry.
No, I like the first one better.
Nobody cares what you like.
20, but it's also in hit. 9 damage.
9 damage.
And I'm going to use my bonus action to use Second Wind.
Okay.
Because I'm still hurting you.
Okay.
That's my turn.
That's God, right?
Yeah, that's God.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. He's feeling pretty desperate at this point. He's looking pretty fucked up. This little bit, since you guys got eyes on him, it's been rough on him. So he's going to make a desperate play. I'll let you guys in on the mechanic. If he uses Fan the Hammer more than the one free time per day, it's 2 levels of exhaustion.
Damn.
So he's going to sacrifice two levels of exhaustion to fan the hammer. So I'm going to take six shots to whatever targets he pleases. He's going to focus. He's going to do at least the first three at Norris.
Bring it on, bitch.
32?
Nope. You missed! Call me Donald Trump.
He'll take 24.
Oh, fuck.
Better crit.
Ooh, that's not great. That's only a 24. Oh, that's...
You did that on purpose. Bitch.
I don't have to specify what kind of damage anymore. It's kind of nice. 19 damage?
I'm down.
Okay. Since he's down, he is going to... Alphonse is right there. Just took some good shots out of him.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
29 to hit.
Yeah.
For 13 damage. 25 to hit.
Yep.
Wow, Reedy. For another 13.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. That's gonna be 25 to hit.
Yep.
For 12. So let me see. That's five.
One more shot ticks. Where are you sending her?
Yeah, he's just gonna unload the rest on him. He's right there. 31 to hit.
Yep.
For 15 damage.
Okay.
And then he is going to use his movement to go towards there.
Is he still visible?
Would his movement fall under the exhaustion rules?
No, because of the way that we're doing exhaustion rules. He now just has a negative two. After this turn, he'll take a negative two to all his rolls. So move to there. What's the radius on your circle of death?
Well, it dropped because I'm down.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it did
Should've
drop.
Just fucking told him. God damn it.
That does change what I'm going to do. He is going to duck next to her, pull her up in front of him, and put his pistol to her head. In the center of the circle. And then he is... He's going to drag her. He has half movement, 15 feet back. Now listen, boys. We can make this as complicated as you want, or we can make this as simple as you want. I'm not going back to hell. I'm not willing. And I don't think any of you want to go there either. I can tell you exactly where I've been following you. I know exactly what fucking pit you'll end up in. We can just call this here. I can walk out. You can walk out. You stay the fuck out of the way of the Illithid, and we pretend this never happened. Or I put a bullet in her brain, and I put a bullet in every one of you. That's his turn.
Norris would gurgle,
"Kill him, Walker! Kill him!"
And that brings us to Ash.
I'm going to move, still in the circle, so I know it's deactivated.
Yep.
I'm going to take my full 30 movement and move up the steps.
Okay.
I don't know how far that gets me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
as soon as you get up there, come on, rich boy. All them fine clothes and shit, you fucking glutton, you know that's a fucking sin.
It is a sin.
And as he does this, his eyes are just like, you can tell that he's getting angry, and his eyes just start glowing bright, hot red.
I'm going to be like, it is a sin, but I'm going to show you what the light looks like, and I'm going to cast Guiding Bolts on him.
Okay.
Oh, shit. 15.
Does not hit.
And that's it. So, like, I shoot it and it, like, whips him.
That brings us to Orin. Orin is going to... He's going to bonus action Misty Step up to here because he doesn't have enough movement to go the long way.
Oh, shit, I should have did that.
And he's going to use his movement to kind of move his way around the circle.
All right. We see your game. Set her down.
And he kind of looks over at Alphonse just for any sort of signal on what he should do. Does Alphonse give him any direction?
Hold your action.
All right. And you
Let's
see,
play it cool.
You see his hand down at his side, and there's just this arcane energy, like arcing and sparking, like he's warming something up.
He's, yeah, you got it.
Fallen. He's real fucked up.
Do you trust me?
Are you yelling this?
You're like way up there.
Oh, I'm way up there.
Yeah, you're a long ways away.
As you wish.
Is he within 90 feet of me?
No, he would be within without. He would be outside of 90 feet.
Can I get close to 90 feet?
You would have to take some fall damage, pass a check to not fall prone, and then use the rest of your movement to get you right to the edge.
Gotcha.
Well, and even then you wouldn't have good sight on him because you would be down here and he's up a level and all the way to the back.
Gotcha.
So you would have to teleport or fly or something.
That's not going to work. Okay. So with that, I am going to instead burn a channel divinity. And we are going to do Twilight Sanctuary. So with that, anything that is within a 30-foot radius of me, dim light glows. Also, with that, you get temporary hit points. So it's a d12, or 12 plus a d6. So that's 6 plus 12, so 18 temp hit points.
Wow.
That's nice. Very nice.
Thanks, brother. Hell yeah,
so,
brother.
And that's anyone within that 30-foot radius. So is anyone else close? No.
No.
So that's going to be active for the moment. And I am then going to bonus action Step of the Night and move 30 feet forward. But I want to be up in the rafters.
Okay. So you're there, but up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Watch yourself, charlatan. I know what you did. Then that brings us to Norris.
Roll for me, Big Daddy.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever gotten a roll at that saving throw for Norris.
You have not. This whole campaign is my first time I've been down. Right. Well, dead down.
Alphonse.
Yeah. So I am going to RP walk up to his face.
Okay.
Like the most cowboy epic walk that I can get.
Okay.
Or as close as I can get to his face.
Do you want to use your action to move further? Or
nope.
Okay, you can get to right there, and as you're walking up, he's, oh, I got a fucking laundry list for you.
You know, where you fucked up is when you fucked with my family and fucked with my friends. I need you to make a constitution saving throw, 18 DC.
That's another natural one.
Fuck yeah!
I've casted Hold Person.
Okay.
He is... Let me just double check.
He's held, bitch. You ain't going nowhere.
I'm glad Alphonse went first.
You ain't going nowhere.
Choose a human
you got 5 minutes.
Let's save a throw or be paralyzed for a duration. At the end of each turn, the target can make a wisdom saving throw. Okay, on success, the spell ends.
Yeah. Okay.
Ain't even a Slim Jim gonna help you.
And I, to the rest of the room, I go, take him out.
Drengor.
I can't abide him walking out of here. I will go ahead and use my heroic. Wait, how's it work when they're paralyzed? Don't you get some sort of...
Hold person.
Or be paralyzed.
He is paralyzed.
Yeah, he is paralyzed, so you have advantage. You already had advantage. Doesn't really change anything for you.
No crit, but... 14 damage.
That's in real concentration.
How much?
14.
Okay.
Two to hit.
Hits.
9 damage.
Okay.
Crit!
Crit!
Fuck, this might be right on the line.
So I get automatic damage plus...
Yep.
Okay, so...
Max damage plus your dice.
31 damage.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You still alive?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and use my bonus action and fire my other one.
Okay.
Because I want it bad. Not a crit, but... 10.
You fire this last bolt. And he's distracted dealing with Alphonse and all these people that are starting to flood this raised platform, and you can see he's kind of starting to he's stumbling back with each blow, and then all of a sudden these crossbow bolts just come and then the last one hits him right in the base of the neck,
right in the jugular,
and you can see that he just shocks for a second, his eyes get real fucking big. What you all see when this bolt goes through, he releases your sister. He can't hold her up her weight, and he drops her, and you see him kind of stumble back, and a pinprick of bright red light appears in the floor behind him, and the ground just starts falling in around this pinprick of light, and it is like a spotlight shooting straight up out of the ground, lighting up everything above it red as hellfire. And the ground starts collapsing underneath, and you see his flesh start tearing away. And anybody that wants to make a religion check can.
Not me, because I'm dead.
That's a crit.
With a crit, you see his skin start flaying off as a pit fiend's face. It comes out, and he stumbles backwards and falls through the pit to hell.
He was a pit fiend.
He is a pit fiend.
Oh. Oh, no.
With a natural 20, you know... He's not dead. He's just recovering in hell.
Okay.
Yikes. Did not see that coming.
The whole starts, the ground starts moving back up and fills in the gap, and it's as though it was never there. What you do see is a shining pistol that was dropped on the ground.
Are we out of initiative? Or
you are out of initiative.
I would like to go over to the sister and immediately do a medical check.
Go ahead, roll medical. Oh, easy. She's dead.
Oh, okay.
Like, how long?
Like, been longer dead than since all this started. Recently dead, but still very much dead.
Like,
within a minute?
Not within a minute.
Okay.
Well, how long was this combat? This was less than 10 rounds, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so within a minute.
I need to cast a spell, please.
I assumed.
Cast a spell, please.
Spirit Guardians, no.
I'm going to Misty Step down and go collect that pistol.
Okay. You Misty Step over to this walkway and make your way over. You can add Hexcalibur.
Is that a thing I can find?
Yep. It's you can add to inventory. And it's Hexcalibur.
Hexcalibur.
I had one fucking trump card just waiting.
Ooh, I like the color.
To take one of you guys totally out. He had one disintegrate per day.
Fuck.
Excuse me.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
What are you casting there, Chief?
Fun.
Do you have it? It's like, if you don't, I do.
Yeah, no, that's standard at this point, just in case. So, yeah. Revivify has been cast. And
I'm going to walk over to Norris and be like, all right, big guy, time to get back up. Cure wounds on you.
By the way, you failed your death saving throw.
Fuck me.
You rolled it. Rolled a 2.
Holy shit. Big guy about went down.
So you come over, you cast Cure Wounds on the young woman on the floor.
He does revivify.
Or revivify, yeah. And she... What the fuck? What is... She's like blinking and trying to look around and adjust her eyes. And what the f? And she's like barely getting her eyes open and she sees you fall. And she's like, who are you?
Friend.
With that statement, I can be thank you, Fallen, and I would embrace my sister.
She would just silent shock. Just seeing your face would be. She would just start weeping. Just everything that's happened, and then you being there for some unexplainable reason, she would just break down.
I'd like to begin the process of kind of like propping her up on one of my shoulders to help her walk to the mirror.
Before you do, I'm going to burn 2 spells.
Okay.
At 4th level. So, first one's to her, 30 healing. Second one to you, 21 healing. So, I'm going to put you guys both on each shoulder and heal both of you.
Okay.
So,
thanks. Say, what are you doing here?
There's so many questions that we could sit here and answer, but the key is to get the fuck out of here.
What is going on?
Life as we know it is upside down.
How? And she, you get the idea that she hasn't been, like, awake for all of this you know, a sleeping victim is a much easier victim. So she's looking around and she's seeing the inside of this castle. She's Jose, where are we?
We're in another realm. Magic exists. Life has changed.
Okay, one thing at a time. What? I'm in a castle and... Okay. You said we have to get out of here. Let's go ahead and get out of here, and you can explain this to me back home.
Home isn't going to be the same.
What the fuck does that mean?
There's time to talk, maybe not everything at once.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And she's still, like, looking around.
I'd whistle over to the alien, because I know this is going to be shocking. Oh, how do we get to that world you were talking about?
And he, like, peeks around you, and he's, hi. And she's, what the fuck is that? And he, like, waves his hand in front of his face and turns into that like, God. Taller, handsome yeah. guy.
Let's
and
just she fuck just, her up even more.
And she just faints.
Why would you go to that ugly mug?
I felt like this would be less shocking.
You should have led with that.
You know, I'll be honest, sometimes I forget.
Honestly, the other face is better.
Yeah, but it's obviously shocking. And he points to Anna. Yeah, he points to Anna. He's obviously quite shocking to see little white-skinned alien.
It was shocking to us, too.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And you would have never encountered a changeling before.
But
you're used to weird shit.
So it's kind of a... Yeah. He just shrugs his shoulders.
Yeah.
How is Mr. O looking, by the way?
Mr. O looks like he's seen better days, but he's okay. He's actually pretty good.
He's still getting 16 points of healing.
Okay.
Mr. O, I think there might be a way we can get out. When I was up by the throne trying to look for a key to shut off this contraption, I got a strong magical sense coming from that window, the glass behind the throne.
Oh, you sneaky fuck. He walks over, and you see him, like, examining the window. He's, all right, rubs his hands together, and he just reaches out and touches it, and this illusion dispels as he dispels magic on the glass. And the illusion was just glass over the window. But now on the window... You see this 10-foot diameter circle full of runes painted on the glass.
Oh, that's a pretty good hiding spot, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
This is pretty clever. This guy's been at this a while.
What is it?
This, my friend, is our ticket out of here without using a high-level spell.
Well, sweet.
This is a teleportation circle. Okay, real quick, I know a few teleportation circles on my world. Some of them are to places that are not going to be super friendly, but they're places we have to go regardless. To talk to the people that we need to talk to get the armada that we need to combat the Illithid. But like I said, they might not be very happy to see me or you because you're with me.
I say we go someplace that we can take a rest first.
That's a solid plan.
I like that plan.
I cast Tiny Huts if it's somewhere out in the wild.
We can do that. We could plane shift to somewhere on Aferia. Or... I do know one place that's pretty friendly, but I should probably let him know we're coming.
Okay.
Gotcha, surprise.
He's a bit paranoid.
Wizard?
No, kinda.
I don't want to surprise him.
So... He's awesome. He's the one. I mean, I didn't do all this totally alone. He helped me because he's a high to do. But he's just a bit paranoid. But I could just send him a quick message. Just let him know we're coming.
Did the Baron have a hat?
Roll a luck check. He definitely had a hat. It looked like that.
18?
His hat fell off, too. As he fell back, his hat, like, fell off his giant pit fiend head and slowly floated down to the floor.
I pick up the hat.
Oh, I'm not. I have a way with people. I know he might be paranoid, but this is... I feel a sense of urgency to get out of this castle.
Before we leave this room, I would like to investigation.
Go for it. There's a lot of gold-plated shit, but it's all basically part of the the castle. The throne room's pretty bare, other than the hat and the gun.
That's worth a check.
Okay.
So don't call him.
We're going. I'm going.
I'm
done with this realm.
Okay.
And you see him. He starts just taking his hands and moving these runes. Like, as soon as he puts his hand over it, the rune lights up, and it's almost like he's using one of those old dial phones, and he's just, like, moving these runes around.
It's like a phone number. You gotta get the runes in the right spot, otherwise everything goes poorly. And he moves it, and he's, okay. Don't be pissed, Doc. And he hits his hand in the middle of it, and the circle lights up, and on the other side, you see a laboratory. All right, everybody through!
Are you carrying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So everybody, I was waiting for somebody to say, yeah, I go. So everybody goes through the portal as soon as you get on the other side. You step in, and it is like this old-world laboratory. There's, like, these Tesla coils going off. There's, like, dissected animals everywhere. There's bookcases 50 feet high in this fucking tower. And as soon as you step foot in it, all of a sudden, sh-ching, sh-ching, there is a force cage, and then on the outside of the force cage is another force cage, and then there is an impenetrable shell that goes over the force cages, and the whole ground starts lighting up with all these runes that are just, like, pulsing with energy. And he's, this is what I was afraid of! Doc!
Where did you send us, Orin?
This is Dr. Emmett Lathrop's place. Don't worry. If you don't move, none of the runes will go off. Just stay very still,
Norris,
until he
move.
Gets here.
Norris would literally prop himself up against the wall. I'm really trying not to move.
And a few 15 seconds later, you see coming from around a corner a tall, slender, elderly elven man. Stands about 6'2", very lean, and almost right down the middle of his face and his hands and everything is this beautiful filigreed silver and gold medal. apparatus that takes up half of his body. And as soon as he comes out, he comes around the corner and it, like cartoonishly comes around and there is a cannon in his hands.
Who the fuck are you? Doctor, it's me. It's fine. Why didn't you call? I tried.
And little poo comes out.
little alien poo.
And you see this tall elven man just dismissively wave his hand, and the force cages and the bubble all come down. All the runes start settling in the floor.
Well, who have you brought me? So Doc, this is a long fucking story.
And briefly,
so you have Alphonse and Ash and Fallen and Norris and Drengor, and this is Anna, is her name?
Yes.
And this is Anna, and then there's some more people in this bottle. There's a whole bunch. There's so much to go over.
I would be looking around to see what Drengor and Fallen's reaction are to a world of potential
color.
Yeah. Yes. And this would be like, I mean, there is so much going on in this place. Like you see these little spider robots. Like clicking across everything and like assembling things and like operating machinery. And then there's this one big spider robot that's like going around and seems to be like giving orders to the little ones. And you see blues and reds and oranges. And there's all these arcane experiments going on all over the place in this tower.
I feel like that would be like a sensory overload because it'd be black and white.
That's
too
almost nauseating, probably.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Con? Intelligence? Wisdom?
Let's go con. Okay. Give me a con saving throw, both of you.
That tracks.
23.
23, you're taking it all in, but you're like, what the fuck?
I feel like I'm walking around with my hand on my newly found pistol. Yeah. Just kind of like, the fuck is this?
10.
With a 10, how do you think Fallen would respond to seeing so much?
He's normally white. He is now like ghostly pale. And almost looking greenish for the first time ever.
I also want to bring something else to the attention of Fallen for a moment. Saloon has been a constant presence in your life since life with bunny ears. Mm-hmm. Since you appeared in the Shadowfell, you do not feel Saloon's influence. You feel another entity entirely. The power is still there. But there was almost like this celestial handoff as soon as you stepped through the portal.
Would that be like a wisdom to try and sense out what that is?
Give me a religion check.
I would like to also use...
Oh, okay. Yeah, give me that
D4. Is it a
D4 or is it a D6? It's a D4. Oh, is it a D6?
D6.
Oh.
So that's 11 plus something. Religion is a plus 4, so 15.
With a 15, you gather that this is not Saloon's realm. The duties of the God of Twilight are the responsibility of another entity. in this particular realm.
Okay.
And this would be as shocking as all the colors. So Fallen is getting a 1-2 punch of what the fuck.
Yeah, he does not look good at this point. He is very on edge at this point, because if there's another deity doing his deity's job, not everything is right with the world at the moment.
Yeah, and with a 15, you don't get any idea of who or what this entity is or what they... how they relate to Saloon.
Okay.
Norris, you get this little voice in your head that just keeps telling you,
that kill should have been yours. They stole that kill from you. That should have been ours. The power should have been ours.
Norris is just standing in the back, just shaking his head. Wisdom saving throw with advantage. It's still pretty early on in your relationship with this thing, so it hasn't quite gotten its hold in, you know?
Can I try and cast Sacred Flame?
On what?
Just in my hand, just to see if it works.
Yeah. Okay. And it lights up, but instead, it was kind of a goldish color, wasn't it?
Silverish.
Okay, still silverish. A little more hint of blue to it. But still very similar. The power feels the same. It doesn't feel alien, but it's definitely different. What'd you roll?
17,
you're fine.
You've just seen Norris kind of standing there like just shaking his head. Like no. No!
Are you saying no out loud?
I probably would, honestly. Yeah. No.
What are you saying? No.
Nothing. Nothing. Just no. I don't.
Just talking out loud to yourself.
I don't
there.
Like this. It's too much for me. Nope. No.
Yeah, and this would even be like, it's not as shocking for the earthen type, simply because you've seen some shit at this point. But this is like the first like really cool like magical place you guys have been to. You know, the other magic you've encountered has been like menacing and evil. This just feels like a magical laboratory. And for you guys, this would feel pretty unique and cool. But it wouldn't be overwhelming. Because like I said, you've seen some shit. I feel like Fallen, like borderline comatose, like just...
Almost like if there's something that jumps out, he's probably going to hit it with a spell. Because this is too nice, it is too calm, and it's too pretty.
Oh no, there's nothing calm about this, but there is so much movement everywhere. There is nothing calm about this whole environment. There is electricity of all colors arcing all over the place. There's tiny little metallic spiders running around. Nothing calm.
Okay.
This is anarchy.
In that case, if anything jumps out, he's probably going to say Flame it.
Okay.
Just it's too different.
How's Drangor doing?
I would imagine seeing like vibrant colors, you know, he's lived his whole life in the Shadowfell, been subject to tragedy after tragedy, just like overwhelmed with like this weird feeling of something different.
Yeah. So Doc would walk over to the two most normal ones in the room.
Well, your friends, are they okay?
Probably not.
I would highly doubt it.
Do I need to accommodate beds for them to recover in?
Beds? Yeah. Beds.
If you have them.
Does Norris hear this?
Yeah.
I need a bed!
bed.
Yes.
Bed now.
Follow the large spider. He will lead you where you need to go.
I don't like spiders.
He's very nice. He's very... And the spider, like, walks up and takes one of its metallic... and it just starts, like rubbing your calf, like, your shin. Just like a puppy trying to get your attention.
Norris would just shiver. Oh, it's touching me!
Norris, it's fine.
He's very friendly. Just go with it.
It's going to take me to a bed?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Not a coffin. It's not taking you to bed, but a bed.
I don't want to go to bed with it.
It will tuck you in.
No, I'll tuck myself in.
It does a very good job.
I'll tuck myself in as long as I go to a bed. I need sleep.
And your female companion, could she use a place to rest?
Yes, she's not doing so hot.
Very good. And simply set her down. She's fine.
And all these little spiders, like, get underneath her and, like, lift her up off the ground and just start scurrying across the floor with her and takes... Leads anybody that's going to a bed out this hallway. And once you get out there, it's... Like, you keep walking through, like, portals into extra-dimensional spaces. And they bring you through one, and it's this nice, comfy bedroom. And then the spider walks the next person to another one, and this portal just appears in the wall, and that person can go through there. And then as soon as the door closes, it's just... The portal is just a door in the wall. Just like they're creating and opening extra dimensional spaces as needed.
Is there furniture in these rooms?
Beautifully furnished.
Before I rest, I'm going to take some of the furniture. I'm going to shove it against the portal.
Okay.
I'd like to stay back and ask Doc a couple questions.
Okay.
What's going on? So, Doc, Alphonse, good to meet you.
Yes, a pleasure.
You know a lot about this magic stuff. This is new to me. I probably found out about this like 3 days ago.
So as you're speaking, Doc like starts turning his head, and he gets real close to your face.
My goodness.
Take a picture to last longer.
Your eyes. They're not eyes. Your eyes are not eyes. Your eyes are not eyes. Where did you get those? Those are most peculiar.
I like my eyes. I'd like to keep my eyes.
Yes, I just want to study them.
Can I do a medicine check on them? Because I haven't gone to bed at this point.
I believe you've had an encounter where you realized that their eyes were cybernetically enhanced, and it really tripped you out.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly.
That's what you're talking about.
And these
eyes, do you have more things like them?
Yeah.
In our world, we do.
Check out my legs.
Fascinating. Do you, like, pull your...
Yep.
My goodness. And what kind of arcanery powers these?
Oh, it's just a machine.
What?
Yeah, it's just a machine, like a battery.
Electricity battery? Yeah. Power?
So no arcane anything?
I don't even know.
And you see, like I said, it's like half this gold and silver beautifully detailed mechanical half of him. And he takes his hand and he starts like rolling around a blue flame. He's
this arcane power.
Yeah, no, we harness elements out of the earth to turn them into a power source.
Well, that seems ridiculously overcomplicated. Why not just use Arcanum?
It didn't exist.
We didn't have it on our world. Like I said, we just found out about it from the Shadowfell where we were at.
And he turns to say,
Orin, what kind of backwater world did I send you to? It's called Earth. That's just dirt.
That's why we have batteries.
It's a long story, but yeah, they don't have no magic. Fascinating, and you were able to accomplish all of this without arcane magic? Or...
Well, we had plants and mushrooms that kind of helped us get to where we got to, but yeah.
Fascinating! Tell me about these plants and mushrooms. And he just...
If you guys let him, he will go on every tangent.
So, Doc, to be honest with you, I don't know if... Well, you didn't get a chance to talk to you, but our planet's in trouble. Illithid are coming that way. It's not looking good.
Yes, I assumed, since you were with Orin, that was the case.
Okay. So let's fast forward. We can show you all this shit. We just need help protecting our planet.
So the Illithid have not... You're not here for sanctuary. You are here for help.
Oh, no. I'm going to go murder those folks.
So,
we're going to murder them.
So... And he, like, turns to Orin. You actually did it! Where's Rain?
Well, you tell her, Ash.
She's back on Earth. We're with them, but she's kind of stuck in between worlds.
Is she safe?
No. I would say no.
Do the Illithid have her right now?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, then she's safe. Quit giving me mixed signals.
She's safe by not being with them, but being near them?
Yes. Objectively, that is much safer than being in their possession.
Well, you're not wrong.
Possession is 9/10, Ash.
Of what?
The law.
Strange. It makes very little sense. What kind of law system do you have on Earth?
It's pretty crooked.
It's pretty
fascinating.
Corrupt.
So, I suppose we need to make a plea to the... Shit. We find ourselves in a predicament, gentlemen.
Another one?
Well, yes. You see, I assisted Orin here in maybe kidnapping Rain. Without permission.
So is Rain from here?
In a way of speaking,
and
yes.
And where is here?
Ah, you are in Aferia.
Aferia?
Yes. It is a planet.
Okay.
That is this planet. What more do you need to know?
Well, who'd you steal her from?
So, we have a... You say your law system is very corrupt, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our system is equally corrupt. The powers that be kept her under lock and key to protect the planet. I thought that was quite selfish. So I helped Orin steal Rain so that Orin could hopefully find a group of people to help them take out the Illithid Empire. And it seems we may have an opportunity.
Fallen. Was that a devil that we just killed?
No, that was a pit fiend that we sent back. We didn't kill it.
Well, what's a pit fiend?
That is a devil. You were correct in the devil.
True, but it is not dead. We just cast it back to where it came from.
So it can come back?
It is gaining its strength again to come back to through the plains, yes.
Well, fucking Drangor will take him out. He'll be fine.
A pit fiend?
Yes.
Wonderful. That keeps things very interesting.
So, Doc, I mean, we've been up against a lot of weird shit. How bad are these people that had her under lock and key?
So, if you can... I mean, it's more diplomacy than anything. We're going to have to convince them that they have no choice but to help.
I think we can manage that.
That is...
He's a pretty straight shooter.
I will be quite honest. The hardest part is just going to be getting an audience with them. I suppose that's probably where I come in.
Can you get us an audience with them?
I can, at the risk of my own freedom and reputation. But it is a worthy cause. So fuck it. I suppose taking out the Illithid Empire, maybe I will be granted amnesty at the end, if all's well that ends well.
I have a fantastic idea on how to take a bow.
Really?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Wonderful. I love theories.
Mm-hmm.
May I experiment on you?
I'll tell you what. Can your arcane magic put me to sleep while you're doing it?
And you'll absolutely.
You'll put everything back?
Are you the most modified among you?
No.
Who is?
I wouldn't fuck with him.
You know the guy that didn't like the spider?
He's the most modified?
Yeah.
Probably like 90% modified. And now he might have sold his soul to a demon.
Fascinating! And he turns to Orin. I like this group. And Orin.
Well, you're not going to wake up in a bed, by the way.
No, I'm not.
Orin does pipe up and he's,
technically, Doc, just so everybody's, we do happen to have one person who is a bit more modified and could probably use your help. Do you have that bottle?
Oh, yeah. Wait. I think I do. I'd reach into my bag to see if I still have the bottle.
Yeah, you reach in. Comes right out.
Yeah. Here we go. And I pop the cap off and I do a little painter's wave with it and see what the fuck happens.
Oh, my God.
As you do this, the smoke, like, billows out. And it starts, like, assembling the ship inside the laboratory. And it gets to about halfway, and it runs out of space. So it turns into smoke and goes out. And this is the first time anybody, like, really looks up, and you see that this is an observatory. And the smoke goes up and out the top of the observatory and assembles the ship in the sky above the tower.
Cool, that was cool. I don't know.
Well, wow, I didn't think it. I thought it would just expand in here.
Oh, thank gods.
There's only so much space.
Saloon be praised, we didn't get squashed.
So who?
Saloon.
So who?
Goddess of Twilight.
You have been misinformed, young man. Anyway, to this heavily modified person that is mentioned, this.
What do you mean?
Mike.
Do you have a pamphlet on that? I think that's what Fallen's asking for.
A pamphlet on what?
There is only one goddess of the twilight.
Yes. There is. That's correct. But this Sawatuhisohu has nothing to do with twilight. Regardless, your friend Mike, which is the most strange of names.
I'll go get Mike. I think you need to have a conversation with Fallen.
Religion 22 to start going off on him.
So you just start spouting all this saloon lore, and he's standing there like just wide-eyed, just like, listening, just
pulls out the book like
he's a sponge just taking all of it in. This is most fascinating. Incorrect entirely, but fascinating nonetheless.
My dear boy, there will be time for lessons later.
Where the shadows have you been?
Off to this mic.
And we'll pick it up there next week.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this great episode of Dubstep and Dragons, where we finally finished off the Baron.
And the Shadowfell.
And the
fuck
Shadowfell.
You, Shadowfell.
Be gone, David.
Be gone with you. Tune in next week as we find out what exactly happens to Mike. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcasting platform. And drop us a like, follow, subscribe, and don't forget to leave a comment. Helps us let know. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Toodles.
Bye. Later.